93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. We're doing second date update. If you've been out on that first one and then you're waiting for a call or you're waiting for something else and it never happens, you find yourself here with us and you become a second date update.
And you're just waiting.
Yes.
It's the classic waiting game.
It is. It is. It's not fun, but that's why we do this, to get to the bottom of what's really going on. And this morning we're going to help out Natalie. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning, you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, sure, honey.
You're so sweet. Of course. Thanks for being on Second Date Update. Now, I know you emailed us here, so it says here you went on a great date with a guy named Ethan.
Yes, we did. We went out, and we were walking down State Street, and we ended up at Segredo's. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but
it's
just super fun, like, you know, local place. And we went in, we had a couple of drinks. I don't know. I thought the whole evening was super lovely. Like, we hit it off. We had so much in common. And I don't know, to be honest, I guess, like, I feel like he was into me, but when we left, like, I don't know, it got maybe a little awkward, because I sort of thought that maybe he would invite me to come back with him, or, like, maybe ask about another date or something, but it just kind of ended, and we both went our own separate ways, and
All right.
I don't know, it just really threw me for a loop.
Did you do the old weird handshake, or a hug with a tap on the back, or did you kiss, or how did he actually leave?
No, it was like an awkward ass-out kind of hug. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, sure, like, yeah.
You just did. It's
afraid to touch, you know, make some space.
Yeah,
right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, and there's nothing you could think of off the top of your head during the conversation, because you said it was going really good earlier.
Yeah.
And
to be honest, like, I don't know, quite, not to be, like, I don't know, ugly, but, like, I feel like I'm good looking and maybe a little out of his league, and so I don't know if he was just intimidated or if it was something along those lines, but I don't know, I'm really into him, and I want to go on another date with him.
So. Wow. All right. So this guy's, he can league up a little bit, but he's missed his opportunity. Okay. And so where did you guys meet, by the way?
We both go to the same gym, actually. We work out at the same place.
Oh. All right. All right. So he's a fit guy.
Classy.
All right. And you think he might be just intimidated by you because you're a little bit better looking than him, a little more. He's probably average.
Maybe.
You're I don't know. I mean,
she's
asking.
Way hot.
I mean, yeah, you sound hot, but I mean, I don't know if that, you know, I don't know how that goes in real life, but he might have been just a little intimidated.
Maybe. And it's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're not going to. Yeah, it is possible. I mean, I know a lot of guys get intimidated by beautiful women. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if a really pretty girl goes out there, I was like, nobody ever talks to me. They're all scared that you're already, you're going to turn everybody down because you're so good looking. So maybe that might be it. Who knows? But that's why
because at the gym, I have my hair back, hat on, kind of baggy clothes. So going out is kind of a different appearance of me. And maybe it struck him the wrong way.
Sure. All right. Hey, don't say anything, Natalie. We're going to call Ethan right now. We're going to get to the bottom of all this. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Here we go. Second date update.
Hello?
Hey, looking for Ethan.
Speaking.
Hey, buddy. It's Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now, Ethan, with you. How about that?
Cool.
Huh. What's this all about?
He said, huh.
Interesting.
Actually, we're doing a segment we do called Second Date Update, where you've been on a date with somebody, and in their mind, it was fantastic and everything was perfect, but they're not getting a callback from you, and so they wonder what happened, and so we try to help out and find out what happened.
Yeah.
You sound skeptical. Do you know who we'd be calling about, by the way? Anybody?
I think I have a feeling, but I'd love for you guys to enlighten me.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're not going to hold you hostage too long. It's Natalie. You went out with a Natalie from the gym,
Natalie,
who is super sweet. And we're just kind of wondering, it seems like you guys have lost connections here, even after this great date that you were on.
Yeah. It was fine. We had a nice time. She's good looking. She seems like a sweet girl. You know, I thought everything was going fine. And she, I guess, is really into Harry Potter. And
okay.
Kind of, I was like, okay, me too. I like them. I mean, I've seen the movies. I'm not, I'm a casual fan, let's say.
Right.
And she started sort of grilling me on Harry Potter trivia.
Oh, you know, she's like challenging
questions,
you.
Mm-hmm. Questions that, like, no one would know unless they've read the books, like, a million times and, like, study it.
Study it like it's a course at your college.
Exactly. So I was like, you know, this is a little much for me. This is a little bit of a turnoff. She was asking me, like, you know, are you a Gryffindor? And how many staircases are in Hogwarts? And
oh, jeez.
And then when she, when I didn't know, she would sort of accuse me of, like, lying about how much of a fan I was and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. So, I wasn't accusing you. It was, I was being playful. Like, I just thought we...
There she is.
Joking around about
she's on there.
Yeah, actually, Ethan, I do have to tell you that Natalie's on the phone with us. So yeah, it looks like you're a huge Harry Potter fan, Natalie, and Ethan wasn't liking being grilled about it.
I'm so sorry. I thought we were joking around about it. Like, obviously, I am a huge fan, and I do have a lot of knowledge or trivial knowledge about it. But, like, I don't care how much or how little anyone else knows about it. Like, he said he was a fan, so I thought we would, you know, have something to talk about. And then he didn't really know anything, so I was teasing him about it. But it's not like, I don't know, I didn't mean to be grilling him and have it be such a huge turn off.
Okay. All right.
It's got a little intense for me.
Okay. So, but she's saying it was playful and that she was just kind of messing around with it and lighting stuff up, but you didn't take it that way. Is that right?
Yeah. It just didn't seem that way to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, I mean.
I'm so sorry.
All right. Well, she's apologizing. Mm. I mean, was that the only thing, Ethan? Just kind of with grilling?
Yeah. I mean, otherwise I thought she was, I just thought that if she was that into it, then I maybe wouldn't. There would be other things we weren't connecting on, so I just wasn't sure.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I mean, listen, she sounds like she's remorseful. Natalie, you were playing around. Maybe you just came off. I mean, it's the first time you guys really met and hung out, and some people can come off, you know, differently than what they wanted to, but you're
that's
sure.
Nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were just playing around, and that's you just kind of busting his balls a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I am an overly huge fan, so I may have been throwing a lot more at him than I realized.
Your passion was, showing through, girl.
Yeah. Well, here's what we do, Ethan, on Second Date Update. If you want to try it again, I think there was some miscommunication here. We'll be happy to send you back out. I'll pay for your next meal wherever you guys want to go. We'll take care of it. You don't have to worry about anything as far as that's concerned. You can just concentrate on each other, but it's up to you if you want to try it back out with Natalie. She sounds like she's a great girl.
Sure, why not? I'm game.
All right, look at that.
Yay!
Yeah. And just so you know, Ethan, she said when you weren't on the phone that she thought maybe you were going to go back to her house. So I don't know. You kind of missed an opportunity there, but that's just me. Just trying to help out another brother.
Yeah, okay, good information.
get me some. Mm-hmm.